You're listening to the first WHO podcast of 2010. My name is Veronica Rima. The severe earthquake that struck Haiti and the Dominican Republic has inflicted large-scale damage, including to hospitals and health facilities. Large numbers of casualties are feared. In this episode, we talk to WHO experts about the situation and the emergency health response. Dr. Eric Laroche, Assistant Director General for Health Action in Crisis, tells us what capacity the country has to treat the survivors.
The magnitude and the complexity of the problem is huge. Two hospitals seem to have been hit, but we know that there are four hospitals in Port-au-Prince. Even if it is not structurally hit, it's going to be functionally hit. And I'm saying that because I think people will not be in the hospital to take care of their patient, because, you know, this happened at a time where people had started going back home. And number two is you need to have a system that works. You need to have electricity, you need to have water, you need to have the proper medicine to treat injuries. There may be a functional disruption of the system that is going to be direct and indirect. Indirect because of the fact that you are not equipped to face such a health problem, immense health problem.
Dr. Jean-Luc Poncelet, regional advisor in the Americas for Health Action in Crises, talks about the WHO response to the emergency.
We mobilize a team of public health specialists. And basically what they are doing is to work with the government at assessing the extent of the damage. It means what is the amplitude of needs that will not be able to be attended by the country. The big problem is that when you have so many people intervening from so many different places, speaking different languages, using different methodologies, etc., you need to have a body to coordinate the assistance. And so probably the most fundamental role of WHO is to convene NGOs, UN partners, donor governments, neighboring countries, and basically to ask the question, what are you ready to do? What kind of results do you bring in? Are you really sure that the results you bring in are qualified physicians, good medicines, etc.? If that is the case, why don't we share the work with the government so that people are rescuing the fastest way.
Immediate health priorities are the search and rescue of survivors trapped underneath rubble, the treatment of people with major trauma injuries, and preventing the infection of wounds. Dr. David Meddings, with the WHO Department of Injuries and Violence Prevention, tells us what kind of injuries are typical following this type of disaster.
People are mostly injured through what would seem the obvious mechanism, which is their bodies being impacted by some other object, whether it's the interior of a car or part of a falling structure that falls on them. They sustain crush-type injuries. If those injuries involve the central part of the body, the head, the chest, or the central abdominal structures, they can often be severe and result in fatality on the spot or fatality afterwards in healthcare facilities. Extremity injuries involving arms and legs are much, much more common and often make a delayed presentation to healthcare facilities, which complicates their care because they're often infected.
Haiti is a country that has already suffered from years of humanitarian crisis and natural disasters, including a series of hurricanes that battered the country in 2008. We asked Dr. Laroche if he thinks the country's health system is going to cope.
No, I'm sure it's not going to cope. And all the more reason to give a strong support to the government and to the society there. You know, I have been in Haiti, and it is so painful to see that this is happening to Haiti again and to the people of Haiti. I think we have to do whatever is possible to restore the systems, to rebuild, to give a sense of hope to this population that has been hit by so many problems in the last few years. And this is really something that we have to address. The international community has really to put a lot of effort to rebuild and to make all these social activities and social system working back.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.